Okay, so before I start, since my topic is on Bubba Kamo, I need to explain a few things, basic things about damage before I get my food. Okay, first of all, the fundamental count of all Bubba Kamo is that Autumn is always highest for anything he does. Okay, famous line Rashi quotes all the time, Shogeg, Mezid, Ones, Rachon, right? No matter what, man is always high. By your property damaging, there are a lot of times leniencies created when you're property damaged. For example, for sure, if you're sure gore somebody, you're only high to half damage the first 3 times. If your animal walks over something and shoots a rabim, you're pacha. Okay, fine. So it's very important to distinguish between whether you damaged or whether your property damaged. Okay. Another thing that's very important is to understand what regel is. Regel is the most basic type of damage. It's when your basic type of damage that your property can do. It's when your animal literally walks over something. The halachic definition would be it's completely normal for the animal to do, and the animal's not necessarily doing it on purpose, it's just normal. For example, like literally walking. It's walking and it stepped on something in the road. Okay. A topic within regel is called tsaros. Okay? Tsaros is a famous halacha Moshe Mitzinai. It comes up all the time, Bava Kama, probably other masechtos as well. It literally means pebbles. It's when an animal steps on something, but he steps on a rock. And then the rock shoots out from under his foot and hits a vessel, and then that vessel breaks. So he didn't directly step on it, but it wasn't like he was doing something violent. He stepped on it normally, right? It was orche, normal, but he didn't step directly on the thing. He stepped on a rock that hit the cliff. So, famous halacha Moshe Mitzinai, you only pay chatzi nezek. Fine. Okay. So now to my chaburah. My chaburah is about batur mikar hazlinan. Batur mikar hazlinan is when you have an extended act that go over the period of time, and it matters whether we look at the act from the beginning or the end. So, let me give you the classic example. Okay. Bai Rava inquires Rava. Darza al kli, you step on a kli, so it is a kli, not the pebble. You step on the actual kli. Loshi brasu, it doesn't break. Viniskal gila mokom after. Instead, by the fourth stepping, it rolls to another place, the nishbar, and it breaks over there. So ma, so what's the din? Right? So now, buzzer me, karazlina, do we go after the original stepping? Since the action of, the animal stepped on it under his foot, even though it didn't bring, the guve, he instantly, like, he did it himself, therefore it's regel, and therefore we pay nezek shalim, right, full damages, for the animal just stepped on it. Odilma, basar tavar manazliya. We go after when the actual kli broke. So if we go after when the actual kli broke, since it broke somewhere else, because it hit something else, it would be considered tsuaros, and I'd only pay chatz nezek. So, have a chosen, it'd be tsuaros. Okay, Tifra Lemi to Rabba, let's answer it from Rabba. Dama Rabba, Zar Kli Mirash Agag, very famous case. What if one guy is on top of a roof and takes a kli and throws it off the roof and it's within 4 seconds it's going to smash on the ground? It's still in the air, but everyone knows that it's going to hit the ground and smash. Okay. Uba Acher, Bishavim Makel, and then somebody else comes with a baseball bat, and right before it hits the ground, he takes his bat and whacks the kli and breaks it. The question is, who is Chayv, right? On the one hand, the guy who threw it off the roof, it was going to break anyways, right? But on the other hand, he didn't actually break it. The guy with the bat broke it. Okay. So we say pater. The guy who threw it off the roof is pater. The amrin amlei one of your tavar. The one who threw it off the roof is chayev, okay? And the one who hit it with the baseball bat is pater, because we say to him this famous line, mona tzir tavar, you broke a broken vessel. Literally, that I'm going to consider basar yikar hazlinan, that as soon as he threw it off the roof, the kli was already considered broken, and therefore, when this guy came with his baseball bat and broke the kli, we would consider it that it was already a broken vessel and he's going to be pater. And then, just to finish up, the Rabba Pshitale, the Rabba Nivayle, the Gemara answers, and there are after in the comment on this answer, that it was clear to Rabba, it was not clear to Rabba. Rabba's still not sure about his original question, but it's Rabba's. Okay. Now, I'll just do the Rashi very fast. What does this word pater mean, right? Hamishavro, the one who actually broke it is pater. The chayv is already, the one who threw it is going to be chayv for it. Alma basar mikar hazlinan, we see that we go after the original acts. The hall of the sofer lishaver, the kishin yua, that since at the end of the day, we know that the kli, when it comes to a rest, meaning when it hits the floor, is going to break. Kimosh javru kudami, it's considered that it's already broken. Okay. Now, there's an interesting toast on this case. Okay? Zarak Mirosh Agag. Right? Nira, it's appearing to me, right? The im Zarak Eben Ochates Alakli. Right? So now, what's this case? Before, we were talking about I'm on a roof and I take the actual kli and I throw it off, and then right before it hits, something comes and smashes it into it. What if I have a sort of a reverse case? That there's a kli and it's right on the table, and I'm across the room and I take an arrow or a gun or whatever, a stone, and I shoot it at the kli. And before the arrow can break the kli, somebody else comes and smashes it with a baseball bat. So what then is the difference? So is it the same case, right? Or is it a different case? On the one hand, it is similar in the fact that it was inevitably going to break. On the other hand, I didn't actually take the kli and break it. It just, I know that the arrow will eventually come and break the kli. So he says, Dark Evan O'Kate, Allah Kli, I take the Evan of the Fates, the tone and the arrow, for Avakli, Uba Akhir, Bekona, and Shavru, and somebody else comes, and before my arrow hits the Kli, he himself breaks it, the Pshita de Chayim, that for sure the person who actually broke it is Chayim, opposite to what we said before, right? The Loshai Kanman, Tvira Tavar, and it's not applicable to say to the person who broke that Kli that you only broke a broken vessel and therefore you're going to be punished. No, you're going to be Chayim for it, right? Now, Tosos brings a proof to what he's saying, okay? Number one, I said about Shoros, right? If we're going to say even in this case we're going to go Basar Meikara, I would never find a case of Shoros Chatzi Nezer. Because what's going to happen? Let's say my animal's walking and he steps on a tree. He steps on a stone and the stone goes out and breaks something. I would say that since the animal steps on the stone right here, it's this case similar to the arrow where the arrow is zooming at a tree. And even though it broke over there, I consider it already broken and therefore I'd be puffed completely. We know that's not true. We know Shoros Chatzi Nezer. Therefore, it's a proof that we don't say Basar Meikara as Linon when it comes to throwing something at the kli, as opposed to actually taking the kli and throwing it off. Okay. And then he just finishes off. It's logical to differentiate between taking the kli, throwing it off the roof, or actually taking an arrow and shooting it at the kli. Fine. Okay. Now we go to a... sugya, it's unrelated to what was before, but it deals with Basar Meikara as Linon again. Okay, this is a very famous sugya. So, this is regarding what Eish is. Okay, fire. Now, we know that, as I said before, there's a difference between Adam damaging, right, he's always high, and when your property damages. So the question is, what is the nature of a fire? Now, when I say fire, as it is throughout Bava Kama, when you say a noun like fire, or regel, or short, you don't actually mean fire. Right? It just stands for a larger concept. So the definition of a fire is something that goes out and damages, and it's inherently dangerous. However, it needs something else to help it. Fire needs wind to help it. If my fire is over here, and you have a piece of wood over there, my fire will not damage that wood, unless the wind comes and takes my fire over there. Fire. Now that we know what fire is, what is the status of this fire? Right? There's two ways to look at it. In Mario seen it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eishu Mishu Kito. Fire is like your arrow. So what is an arrow? An arrow is literally just an extension of my body, right? If I take a gun and I shoot somebody and they haul me off the Beis Din and they want to kill me, and I tell them, I didn't kill him, the gun killed him, right? It's some sort of drama. Like, of course, that's ridiculous, right? The gun is an extension of me, and it's like I did it myself. So that's what chita means, meaning like when my fire damages, it's literally like I'm doing it, right? Okay, Reish Lagish Amar, Reish Lagish says, no, Eishu Mishum Amonu, it's because of your property. What does this mean? The same way my fire is over here and it's going to go down something over there. It's like my shore, my ox, who's over here, and it goes to damage something. Now you understand there's nafka meaning behind that, because as I said before, Adam's always chayiv, there's no exceptions, right? However, by other things, there are exceptions. Potter Rishus Arabim by Shane and Regel. Only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek for Karen the first 3 times. But there are lots of exceptions. So the question, what are the fundamental nature? Okay, Rav Yochanan says Eishu Mishum Chitzav, which is who we eventually hold by. It's actually complicated exactly who we hold by. At the end of the day, most of the time we hold like Rav Yochanan, Eishu Mishum Chitzav. Fine. Quick Rashi. Mishum Chitzav. Chayiv HaKotav Deiyu Ka'avi Da'avi Ketorin Kei. It's like he actually threw an arrow, meaning like he did it. And Reish Lagi is Mishum Amono. Kisharu Boru Sheiziku, that it's like my shore and more damaged, right? He pointed out enough. Kamina Dikminayu could go Chidli, Bechalas Sheinu Shalom. What if I go and I take somebody else's pole and I light that up? So if it's because of Eishu Mishum Kitzav, then it's like I did it, right? If I take your arrow and shoot it, I did it. If it's my property, it's not my property, I'm not going to be Chayv. This is a very tough nafkamina. It's a little ridiculous saying that I would go and take somebody else's Bechalas. I think Tosfos asked this question. I'm not going to get into it. Okay. Very famous Mugiyosu. Very famous Mugiyosu to end it off, which is why I brought the Sogyal after it was buzzing me because I've heard, I don't know if it's true, if you ever hear somebody say, Dini Mugiyosu, talking about this Mugiyosu. I don't know if that's true, but this is definitely a very famous Mugiyosu. Okay. Eishu Mishum Chitza. Fire is like, by the way, Mugiyosu comments on the rift. Eishu Mishum Chitza. Fire is like your arrow. As if I literally took my hand and burned up the object. I have a fire here, close over there. It's like I literally burned it on myself. The e kashlecha, and if you're going to ask the question, in Cain, if so, heichi sharinan im kashecha lehadli kesaneiros ve'adal kasa lefet unigameres b'shabes. What? I don't understand. Every day, every Erev Shabbos, what does the mother do? She takes the candles and she lights them. And she has the intention that the candle, the fire, is going to last onto Shabbos. Now, I don't understand. If you're going to say Ishu Mishu Chitzav, then it's like I'm literally doing it. It's going to continue onto Shabbos, and I should be Chayav Misa for lighting that fire. Because when it's burning on Shabbos, I'm literally like doing that action, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who we hold by, right? Same thing if you put it in like a torch. It's like getting myself a Shabbos on Shabbos. Now, this isn't even as bad as in a damaging case, right? And even more so, it's like this on Shabbos. Why? In the case of damaging, right? Right? I don't have intention to go burn somebody else's, right? To go burn somebody else's pile of wheat, for example. Right? I light the fire, and then it travels over there. I didn't have intention to do it. But even so, it's like I did it. Right? I didn't have intention at all. But the whole point of lighting the candles before Shabbos is so that when you have your, that when you eat your Friday night meal, the candles are going to be there and they're going to be beautiful, right? That's the whole point. Right? The day of Shabbos, even though that's not. Okay. Going to skip line. Key 9, the Milford Shabir, Lokasha, if we examine it further, no question. What's his very, very famous answer to why I'm allowed to take a candle before Shabbos and light it up, even if it's going to continue on to Shabbos? Right? Chehari, if you go Mishun Chitav, Chizor, Chebishash, Yotza, Chet, Nath Masyado. That really, Basarme Karazlina, even though I'm Chayev, it's like I personally did it on Shabbos, it's all considered, whatever happens after, is considered like it all happened at the time that I lit the fire. So even though it's going to keep on burning out of Shabbos, and it's like I did it, I'd be chayiv like I did before Shabbos. Now, it's funny. Look, if I light a fire before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos it goes and burns something up, I'm chayiv, right? So it's like, wait a minute, how could I be chayiv for that object if I'm not chayiv misa? I can't be responsible for that fire if I'm not burning it. The answer is, you're chayiv for it, but at the time that you lit it, you're chayiv for it. Okay, not the famous line, Yadu Bosa Shah, not that cold. It's like you did everything. Right? We don't say that it's going to be like whenever it happens, that's when the action is. Why? Think of it this way. Once I light the fire and it goes out from my control, then I can't even do anything about it. It should be an onus every time. I can't control the fire after I light it. Why am I chayiv for it? It must be that it's all coming out the original. And then he just brings some nafkaminos. I'll say it outside. I don't have a lot of time. What happens if I light a fire and then before the fire damages anything, I die, right? I die. And then the fire travels and burns something up. Are my yorshim chayiv to pay for that, for whatever I damaged? Of course they are, right? Because I lit it. But I can't pay for it. I'm dead at the time that the fire actually went and burned something up. Must be that it all happened at the time that I was still alive. I'm going to still be chayiv. So, I'm not sure about the mekar. I'm going to have a day.